hope you're tucked in, because you are now in bed with Dr. Sue.
How nice and cozy are we? Hello, one and all. We are live right now. Or not, if you're listening later. Whatever. I hope this finds you well. I can't believe we're already done with summer, dear Lord. But welcome to fall, my favorite time of year. I'm Sue Storm, your host of tonight's Erotic Education. Won't be long until Halloween is here, and we're going to celebrate my favorite holiday in style this year. The next three shows will be all about you shows. And what I mean by that is you guys will have to write and call in to make them amazing. And I have no doubt you will, because on the next show, which is on October 22nd, we'll be talking all about scary sex worker stories. From phone sex operators to companions, let's face it, we all have them. Actually, I'm sure more than one. So, whether it's a particularly unusual fetish or request, doesn't matter. Just bring those stories to the show that night and call in and tell us yours. And I'm extending this to subs as well, of course. What is the scariest thing you have either experienced or heard of? Tell us your scary story. And if you can't make the show live, I still want your story to read on the air. So all you have to do is go to inbedwithdrsue.com and click on the Scary Sex Worker Stories show link and send me your story. The other way we're celebrating Samhain, Halloween to you muggles, is with Halloween Head Games. Oh, you don't want to miss Halloween Head Games on October 30th, because it's going to be another hysterically funny night of debauchery with Amelia Devine. Speaking of which, if you're playing the home game, the In Bed with Dr. Sue home game, tonight's word for those of you drinking and or getting high is divine. So there's number one. Down that shot, people. Okay, so divine's the word for the evening. I still haven't gotten my screen yet. I meant to do that and I didn't do it. I was going to get my peewee screen. So when you hear that word or divinity, anything to do with that word, you get to take a shot. Anyways, all the questions that night are going to center around Halloween and sex. Think you have what it takes to play Halloween Head Games? Then head, of course, to inbedwithdrsue.com and click on Head Games to sign up. And the other two shows that I'm talking about that are all yours will be the November show, which will be all about what's your favorite vanilla things to do. I'm calling it the Vanilla Milkshake Show, which will be a fun and funny way to look at what your friends enjoy when they're not beating asses. Plus, the show in December to wrap up the year is going to be an all brag bites show. This will be your chance to call in your brag bite live, or I'll be happy to read yours on the air if you're shy. I just think it's going to be a great way to wrap up 2019 and head into what I'm sure is going to be a tumultuous 2020 with nothing but gratitude and love. I want to see the tree overflowing with verbal presence that night, so start thinking about that one now. So, as you can see, all of these shows will depend on your participation. And, you know, my ladies of the whip, that the boys and girls always want to hear more about you from your own delicious lips. So be sure to take the opportunity to call in on all of the upcoming shows. As for tonight's show, I'm going to go over some of the submissive traits and behaviors that are common, but that can possibly get you into some trouble and how to maneuver through them. But let's have some fun doing it, instead of it all being mean and nasty. Now, I have no doubt that there will be a few that I didn't think of, so I will turn the podium over to you at the end. So feel free to call in 657-383-0031 and get in the queue. That goes for you subs and subettes. If you have any questions, please call in and I'll get it answered. Okay, guys, don't move. I'm going to be right back after these quick messages.
You like it rough? You like to go for hours? Don't let dryness keep you from having the kind of sex you like. Sexy Ganja Lube brings you the wetness you crave without feeling sticky or greasy afterward. Ladies, this light, moisturizing lube will actually feel good on even the most tender skin. Sexy Ganja is odorless, tasteless, scentless, and made with no herbicides, pesticides, or methylparabens that can harm your health. Sexy Ganja is hormone and gluten-free and has never been tested on animals. And boys, the hemp oil in Sexy Ganja enhances erectile capacity and decreases premature ejaculation. Improve your sexual comfort with the healing properties of hemp oil with Sexy Ganja Lube. Available through Dr. Sue, you can order your tube of Sexy Ganja Lube at either InBedWithDrSue.com or TheDrSueReview.com. Just by clicking on Sexy Ganja.
This is the BBC dealer, and my voice is bigger than your cock. My voice has more girth than your clitter dick. Does it get hard when women laugh at your rice grain? I won't laugh at you, because what you have between your legs is no joke. The fact that a woman would have to kneel on a stepladder to give you a blowjob is testament to the fact that you weren't meant to get pussy. So come visit me at worshipbigblackcock.com. I'll teach you something else you can do, and you'll feel just as humiliated.
I know just how much you crave the feel, the taste of Big Black Cock, the anticipation, the heart pounding, and the palm sweating that happens as you wait for the sight of that hard black cock. Knowing that you will be used with no regard for you or your sexual needs. It's all about that big black cock and how you can service it. Now call me and admit it. You need big black cock. Goddess Natasha, 1-800-863-5478, extension 9531839. Visit me at worshipnatasha.com.
Okay, Naima, seriously, every time I listen to any of her commercials, I am laughing my ass off. See, I had to put it on mute, and I forgot it was on mute. So there you go. I fucking love that shit. She's so good. Anywho, I want you guys to always tell the folks you patronize from all of our advertisers that you heard about them here on In Bed with Dr. Sue. Okay? Do it. Do it good. Okay. I want to say hi to everybody. We got a full chat room tonight, boys and girls. We are having fun in here. We got people, yes, we have people here who are playing along. We're playing the In Bed with Dr. Sue home game. We've got people smoking some joints. We got people having some shots. This is working out nicely. You guys are going to be well and toasted by the end of the game. Okay, but you know what? I think right now it's time for a few birthdays. So, let's jump into some birthdays, shall we? Ashley Jill's birthday was on September the 8th. Happy birthday, Poodle. The lovely Maika's birthday is this coming September 19th. The Muse herself has a birthday on October 9th, followed by Lady Lana's birthday on October 13th. Happy birthday, fabulous folks. And on October 17th, it's Simone Welch's birthday. Happy birthday, one and all. And I hope you all have a very happy, healthy year ahead. Well, that didn't work out very well at all, did it? That should have gone down nice and slow, and it didn't. Nasty. I'm telling you, Blog Talk, you got to get your frickin' studio working better. Says me. Okay, so, yes, happy birthday to everyone. Amelia Devine is saying happy birthday to everyone. I just said it. The word of the night, the D word. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Okay, take those shots. Take those tokes. Okay, so we're going to go on to a new segment on the show that I am calling the Erotic Bodega. And the Erotic Bodega is a way for all of you folks to sell your latest and greatest sexy creations, whether it's audios, clips, books, stories. If it's for sale, then you can have it on your shelf in the Erotic Bodega. This is a totally free service for everyone, although I'm thinking I might use affiliate links for some of the items where it's available, but I haven't decided yet. But I'm just saying, just in case I do. Now, to make it really less generalized, I don't want you guys sending in links to all of your stuff. That's not what this is. This is for you to sell a specific item that you're really proud of, although there will be links to your website as well for your other work, so don't worry about that. And tonight, I have a yummy audio from the Demon Kitty herself, Kitty Devine, entitled The Ultimate Chastity Device. And she describes it this way. You're a habitual wanker, but your wanking career is over. I've invented a new chastity device, the Chastain 1000, and it's the most effective chastity device ever. There's no escaping from this device, so no more orgasms for you. Now, to get your hands on Kitty's device, head to InBedWithDrSue.com and click on The Erotic Bodega for a link to lock up your dink. So, if you have created any amazing piece of work that you want to put in the Erotic Bodega, simply head to In Bed with Dr. Sue, click on Contact, look for the Erotic Bodega sign up, and just follow the instructions, just like all the other ones. Master Black Rod is in the house, y'all! Love you, MBR. I'm stoked now. MBR is actually here in the chat room. Woo! Woohoo! Okay, so I got back. What was I doing here? Okay, so Sexy Bodega, guys. It's there for you guys to put something that, you know, like if it's your latest piece that you're really, really proud of, that's what you want to put in there. And like I said, there will be a link to your name, and it'll go back to whatever it is that you want. Whether it's your website or wherever you want it to go. It's not a problem. So everybody can see the rest of your wonderful wares. So we need to go on to Sexy Scribes, of which we have some sissy instruction. You guys ready? Get your drinks. Get your joints. From our very own Amelia Devine. Amelia has penned the following article. Caged and milked, vital to a sissy's health, which she describes as when a sissy dedicates themselves, obviously to themselves, they first learn that a sissy's pleasure only comes from giving pleasure. The second lesson is how to keep their clitty under control while maintaining their well-being. In comes the process of being caged and milked. And if you head to InBedWithDrSue.com and click on Sexy Scribes, you can find the link to Amelia's article. Nope, didn't give you one there. Don't worry, there's more coming. So, go fill your glass, roll another joint, but keep listening to these amazing friends in my bed. I'll be right back after these messages.
Who wouldn't want more time? Time to make more money or spend with your family? Well, Lisa Jones at Assistant Services is here to give you back that time. Assistant Services is a virtual assistant service capable of handling your email, research, travel reservations, personal appointments, and so much more. Why lose more of your precious time when Lisa Jones at Assistant Services can take the menial tasks off of your hands? To find out more about Lisa and Assistant Services, including rates, simply go to assistant-services.org or Lisa's Twitter at @assistant_SVCS. Take back your time and get on with living with Lisa Jones and assistant-services.org.
You called that a dick.
I bet you jerk off with just two fingers like a little loser, don't you?
Can you even find that to go to the bathroom?
That disgusting thing should be in chastity permanently.
Do you really think you'll ever be lucky enough to get with a woman with something like
no
that?
No one's going to want to fuck that. I bet they'd never even feel
aww,
it.
Aw, it's cute. It's like a penis, only smaller.
You call that
pathetic.
That's nothing more than a nasty little pimple around your belly button. I would tuck my own pinky in that nasty, voiceless little nose.
It's supposed to be a dick pic because it looks like a thumbs up.
Think you can handle all of this and more? Go to ratemytinypenis.com right now to get your dick rated and ridiculed for free.
It's funny how many fairy tales and fables are really just mirrors of adulthood with frills and rainbows, the kind of stuff that makes you feel good. But your existence isn't the feel-good type of story. You are on the receiving end of Goldilocks and her girlfriend's constant judgment. Are you too big, too small, just right? Where do you stand? Where do you kneel? You are being judged. Size does matter, and in many different forms. As for me, I want the trifecta of perfection. Something you're not likely to reach, but something you can always work towards. Something that mirrors a little engine that could. Keep chugging along. Keep trying. Maybe one day you'll be just right. This is Mr. Silver of PayPlayObey.com, and you are listening to In Bed with Dr. Sue.
Yes, yes, you are. And guess what time it is? You know what time it is. It's Brag Bite time! That favorite part of the show for many of you. And tonight we start off with a sweet message for Goddess Alexis. Her message is, she is my princess and owner, and just the most amazing person and dome I could ever imagine. I am so proud to be her property and to be experiencing her elegant and intelligent domination. I am so grateful for her patience, love, care, and training, wanting, craving, and longing to go in any direction and destination she leads me to. She is my perfection, my divinity, the first I think of in the morning and the last I think of as I drift to sleep. That's so nice. Thank you, Princess, for allowing me in your life and for allowing me to work on pleasing and serving you. And that lovely message was from Pop Alexis. That, by the way, do you hear that? Yes, shot time. Damn right, shot time. Divinity counts. Okay, that's why I gave you a good pause there. Make note of what we did. Oh, okay, Master Blackrod, what's the drink smoke word? Divine or divinity? So away you go. Anyways, I was just going to say thank you, Pup, for that, because what I want you guys to understand in this is a very lovely thing that was written, and this is how you want to be as far as being submissive. The words that he wrote, she is my perfection, my, I'm going to say it again, divinity, the first thing I think of in the morning and the last thing I think of as I drift to sleep, right there. That you will only get when you devote yourself to one person. So keep that in mind. That's the sort of thing that you want to reach. Our next brag bite goes out to Miss She, and Miss She gets this message. Okay, so Miss She is such an amazing dom and deserves to be bragged about. She definitely is a natural-born dom, very down-to-earth, and takes great pride in all that she does. Whether it's during a live session, while creating videos, pictures, or her choice of fetish clothing, just to name a few. Miss She's ingenious sense of creativity and originality know no borders, and anyone can easily tell that she truly enjoys working in this lifestyle. No sessions are ever the same with Miss She. Her exceptional dom skills always make her sessions so enjoyable and memorable. Her perfect balance between strictness and kindness will make any sub want to move worlds for her. Oh. Miss She is also an outspoken advocate for the environment and humanity. The level of respect she has for the earth and all that's living on it is inspiring. Miss She also encourages her subs to contribute to making the earth a better place. Even if human rights and subs sounds like opposites, Miss She deeply cares about her subs and spends a great deal of her energy into their well-being, good or bad. The earth simply would not be the same without Miss She. I am so grateful for the honor of having met Miss She. Makes me feel like the luckiest sub on earth. And Miss She, that was from Christian. The next brag bite I have is for someone who is floating about in the chat room. This is for Bethany Summers. And Bethany, your message is, my brag bite is for a very special lady named Bethany, a.k.a. my Blasian bestie. She has been a great friend in the years I've known her, an excellent PSO, and has been there for me when I was going through it. We've also learned a lot from each other. We're like sisters more than friends, and she is extremely smart, talented, and sexy. I cannot think of a better, more deserving person for a brag bite, for all her hard work and support in the sex worker arena. She's out here kicking ass and taking names, and I'm proud to call her my friend and ally as a fellow PSO. Much love to you, Bethany. And Bethany, that was from Duchess Willow. And Willow's also in the chat room. And our last brag bite tonight goes out to Miss M. Miss M, this is for you. I would like to brag about my stunning dom, Miss M. She has owned me for over 4 years and has trained me to be her perfect sissy bitch. She has given me a purpose in life by allowing me to serve her perfection. Her strict style has quickly corrected any wrongdoings I have during my ownership. She is the best dom I could have asked for, and I feel like she should be recognized for her true, pure, and genuine love for the lifestyle. And Miss M, that was from Sissy Sophie. I want to thank everybody who took the time to send in a brag bite for today's show. It's more important than ever for everyone to hear some positivity and love in light of everything that we are living in. All of tonight's brag bites will be available on the InBed website tomorrow. If you have a sentiment you want to convey to someone, even anonymously, just head to In Bed with Dr. Sue and click on Brag Bites. You can fill out the form and read past Brag Bites for some inspiration. Ah, unfortunately, I'm afraid we'll have to snap back to reality, folks. From Brag Bites, we are on to What the Sweet Fuck. And on tonight's What the Sweet Fuck, we have a Florida man was arrested for botching a castration he performed on some dude he met on a eunuch fetish website. Apparently, police dispatch received a 911 hang-up call, which, as we all know, still requires police to respond. When they did, Dr. Doom invited them in, where they found our now soprano-singing friend lying on a bed with a bloody towel over his former junk. And his little potatoes were in a jar on the table next to him. The man who lost his marbles was flown to a trauma center where he was listed in stable condition. Upon further investigation, our medical marvels home, further investigation of the medical marvels home, police found a room set up as a surgical center, which also included a camera to record the event for posterity for his fetish friends. Apparently, the fake doctor told the victim that he had plenty of experience on animal castration, and hell, he'd even removed his own in 2012. He had even tried the castration procedure on our now testicularly challenged friend the week prior, but our victim had become too sexually aroused and had ejaculated, which made it too hard to continue with the procedure. But like good little worker bees, they made sure to get right back at it. And the problem this time being that the uncontrollable bleeding made it impossible for him to suture the wound closed. The doctor of disappearing balls also mentioned that he had performed the procedure the year before with similar hemorrhaging results. Interesting. In a motel room, and on behalf of housekeeping, fuck you. But that gentleman went to the hospital and no law enforcement was involved. Our scalpel-wielding man was charged with practicing medicine without a license, resulting in bodily injury. His bond was set at $250,000. There. How about we take a quick break while you unclench your legs? I'll be right back with What Kind of Sub Are You in just a moment.
Hi, this is Dr. Sue Storm. I've been in the sex industry for over 30 years. As a retired pro dom, former sex shop owner, and living as the head of a female-led relationship and cuckoldress for over 25 years, I now spend my time educating and providing counsel to demystify fetish and BDSM and advocate for tolerance and acceptance of different lifestyles. So join me on my radio show at InBedWithDrSue.com or enjoy one of the many articles or audios I have for you on the DrSueReview.com. I'm here to help.
I am Siren Reyna. I am a certified and trained hypnotist. This means that I embed all of my recordings with legitimate hypnotic commands. Now, role playing can be fun, and I enjoy a good story as much as the next person. But if you really want to please me, you will hand me over the keys to your mind and let me do what I do so well. Leave little triggers, leave little thoughts, leave little hauntings, and make you question your reality. How much of it is you? How much of it is me? How much of it do you want to be me? You want to hand me your mind, don't you? You want to let go, feel free, have fun, and relax. That's right. Hand me the keys to your mind, and let yourself be my hypnotic pet. That's right. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at Siren Reyna. SyrenRayna. Enjoy being addicted.
No, that's not the sound of Amelia Devine having an orgasm. That's the sound of all the lost souls who didn't play Halloween head games. Wednesday, October 30th at 10 p.m. Eastern Time on In Bed with Dr. Sue. Forever forced to walk the earth in search of sex toys to quench their carnal needs, when all they had to do was sign up to play. Don't be one of them. Head to InBedWithDrSue.com now and sign up to play Halloween Head Games. Or risk being horny forever, like Amelia.
I'm sorry, but I had to do that. That's right. You guys have got to play Halloween Head Games. Oh, my God. It's going to be such a blast, seriously. And, yeah, you know, Amelia knows that I had to do that to her. Anywho, we're back. We're having some fun. And so this evening, I want to touch on a few of the common behaviors of submissives, both on and offline. But what it's not going to be is a bash fest. What I want us to do is have some fun. You will find that you guys probably exhibit bits of many of these behaviors. But if you notice that you're a little too deep with one of them, then perhaps it's time to examine your behavior to see if you can improve it. Okay, so you can't become a good sub if you don't know yourself or anything about the true art of submission. And yes, submission is an art, just as good domination is. It's an exquisite dance of wills when it's done right. But just what is submission? What does it mean to submit? Now, generally, I talk about things from a femdom point of view because that's where I sit on the spectrum. But when it comes to what submission is, it doesn't matter where you are, male, female, the bones of submission are the same. And I've narrowed it down to three words for you. Simple, simple, simple. Submission equals sacrifice, servitude, and suffering. Remember those three words, they'll serve you well. Because if you're ever in doubt of your actions, simply ask yourself, is what I'm requesting or requiring causing me to sacrifice? Or does it serve in some way? Or am I suffering in some way for my own growth, for my master or mistress? That is the three S's of submission. So come from that angle before you approach any dominant, and you'll be good to go. The other thing I want to point out when it comes to domination and submission is that the title is not carved in stone. In other words, when you say you're submissive, it's not all of who you are. You're both dominant and submissive. We all are. You've heard me discuss the sliding scale of many different things regarding sex and psychology, and it's doubly true with domination and submission. Women are naturally submissive. It's who we are at the core because it's how we're raised. So women have a much easier time submitting than men do. It comes more naturally to us than it does for men. We are the nurturers, the caregivers. We sacrifice daily. This is why there's such a distinction between male and female subs. Females have much less ego to deal with. But with you boys, because we're horrible and raise our children based on stereotypes, you boys have such conflict with your submission. Yet there are more sexually submissive males than there are true alpha males, my friends. 3 to 1, maybe even more. And because we raise all of our boys to be alpha when they aren't in certain areas of their lives, and in this form we mean sexually, there will always be inner conflict with that stereotypical male image. And it's because of that inner conflict that you boys are so easily manipulated by alpha males. All dominance can smell weakness. It's in our nature. So imagine what it's like for the alpha male around a submissive male. For the most part, yes, there's going to be differences to this, okay? Everybody's different, sliding scale, remember. But you got to understand the alpha male mind. Alpha males despise submissive males. They're like starving wolves around a wounded rabbit. See, Samuel, I got your back. Less so with female dominance, but that doesn't mean we don't smell it as well. We're just more tolerant of it than our male counterparts. So, as you can see, if you're a submissive female, that's okay and actually encouraged in our patriarchal society. But if you're a sexually submissive male, you are garbage in the eyes of many people. That makes it pretty damn hard to be okay with the feelings you have concerning sex. And why am I pointing all of this out? Because it's this dynamic that causes all the headaches we femdoms have to deal with when it comes to submissive little boys. You are primarily self-centered, ego-driven, and have no clue how to properly serve. But we still love you. You come at it from very self-serving or self-satisfying viewpoints. What's in it for me, instead of what can I do for you? A lot of the behaviors I point out are mirrors of each other. You'll see how by applying the three S's, you can come to terms with who you are, accept it, and then have fun with it without pissing off the entire community in the process. Okay, so now that we're clearer on what it means to be a submissive within the BDSM realm, let's get down to some of the other behaviors. So let's start out with the behavior that started it all. The one I wrote the very popular article about, Are You a Needy Sub? So let's look at the needy sub and how your neediness actually becomes overwhelming for a dom. Thank you, MBR. Master Blackrod's going, tell it, dog. Okay. Where am I here? Okay, so what makes up the needy sub? Needy subs want to encompass all of your time. And understand that time is money, my friends. They want to hear from you constantly. Email, social media, phone calls, text messages. And I'm sure some of you are thinking, well, don't you want the phone calls? After all, that's how you online doms make your money, isn't it? Yes, but sometimes needy subs can quite literally hog all of your talk time, not allowing you to talk to others who might want to call in. I had a sub once who actually said to me, I don't want you talking to anyone but me. So if you find your behavior on the needy side, you have to remember that this drains your dom and will eventually kill your relationship. Try to remember that 90%, and I think I'm being very generous with the 10% of doms, are in this as a business. Okay, there's very few lifestyle doms. Therefore, you are killing her business if you're trying to get her attention and distracting her from working with others. Thus, your neediness becomes greedy on your part, which isn't very submissive, is it? We understand that you can become quite enamored of us, but we ask that you realize that you aren't the only person in our orbit. We have many little moons circling us, and you need to be happy about that, rather than look at it as competition. Remember, is your behavior contributing to one of the three S's or is it selfish based on what you want from your dom? Okay, our next subtype is the lover boy. Lover boys are very similar to greedy subs. They kind of, all of these overlap, and I'll point it and you'll see it. They all overlap in a way. And just what makes up a lover boy? Lover boys tell you they love you after talking to you for half an hour. They have no concept of the meaning of the word love, or they wouldn't throw it around the way they do. They are the guys who constantly are enamored with their doms and will immediately proclaim that they are your sub. The problem is, this type of behavior can be very creepy, and you don't get to pick that. We do. Proclaiming that you're in love with your dominant after barely speaking with them, thus not knowing them, says you have a very intense personality that can be quite off-putting. It also says that you are, again, self-obsessed, or you would see that it's up to the dominant to decide whether or not you are serving them. Lover boys, like greedy boys, want to monopolize your time and want to be not just your sub, but your number one sub. As soon as I personally hear the words, I love you, you've totally lost my respect. It's not that we don't appreciate the sentiment. We do. But think of it this way, gentlemen. Okay, seriously. These are the ways you got to think of your behavior whenever you're analyzing it. Okay. So take yourself out of the submissive position here. And think of it this way. If you were out on a first date with someone and they told you they loved you, wouldn't you run for the hills? Well, it's the same thing. It's the same feeling. It's smothering. And it's also very self-serving, because the only reason you're saying I love you is to hear it back. And you know that it puts an awkward strain on the relationship, because your dom is not there to fall in love with you. So keep it to yourself, unless you've been serving for well over 6 months. And never expect a return I love you, because I'll tell you something. Anytime you hear it after being the first to say it in this situation, one of you is lying just to keep the peace, and it's not likely you. Okay, so using our three S's as our framework, in what way are you serving, suffering, or sacrificing by saying I love you to your dom when you first speak to her? It's selfish because it's trite. You can't possibly love someone in that short amount of time, which tells your dom that you use those words easily and with no meaning. Now, for those of you boys who are left scratching your head, thinking, oh, okay, why do you want me to obsess over you then? See, this is where the double-edged sword of BDSM comes in. We love that you love us, but you need to learn your boundaries. And the word love is and should be a very serious and sacred word to say. Remember, this is for you gentlemen who are the lover boys right out of the gate. But if you've been serving for a while and have grown to love your dom, that's a natural thing. But when you force it from the beginning, it's creepy as fuck and makes your dom unnecessarily uncomfortable. How are we doing? I'm going to check with the chat room right now, because we're going to go on to another one. Let's see what we're doing in the chat room. I have a feeling Amelia's up to no good here. Do-do-do-do. Okay, Castaway says, okay, in real life, when I tell them I love them, you hear, thanks. See, that's what you're going to get. You're not going to get, oh, I'm madly in love with you. Why? It's not going to happen. So, yeah, no. Not going to happen. And it doesn't mean anything when you do that. Ava actually says it's very immature. And exactly. Duchess Willow says, what is I love you supposed to do after only talking for 5 seconds? And she said, I'm not going to say it. Of course you're not going to say it. Shrink's got a really good Santa's. I want to make sure you guys get all this really good advice we have here in the chat room. Shrink Fever says, instead of saying, I love you, try you're the best mistress. This is how you work it. That's all you got to do is rework this stuff. There you go. Amelia's really cold. I love you. Oh, bless your heart. Okay. So, and yes, Master Blackrod, who is the king of sissies. Okay, I realize there's a fight between Amelia and Master Blackrod, but there's plenty of room in the sissy realm for the queen and king. So, anyways, I'm just joking. They're not actually fighting. But I'm just going to say here, Master Blackrod just said, lovey-dovey subs, give me the creeps. It's true, because you shouldn't, you don't want to be that smothering, especially right out of the gate. It's like, ew. It's just very creepy. Anywho, on to our next one. On to the next one. Okay, our next submissive behavior type is, you ready for this one? We all know it. We all get them. The flyby. Whee! I also call these boys the subs of convenience, and every dom gets them all day, every day. You guys actually make up the majority of online subs. You boys are the ones who need to be honest with yourselves and with whomever you're speaking to at the moment. Flybys are the subs who are always looking for the next best thing. They never stay with one dom because you never know. That one over there might be better. You just don't know. But what if? What if? So they never really, truly get to experience real submission. These are also, you're also the guys that come and complain to me. Well, no one understands me. That's because you're expecting, I don't even know what you're expecting. You're expecting something that is so grandiose, it's not there. They tend to seek the one thing that they're actually running from, which is really weird. It's like they don't want the commitment. Commitment, baby. Everyone runs from it. That and responsibility. They want the best dom in the whole whitey-whitey world, and they keep chasing it like it's an elusive unicorn. Flybys also tend to be the least submissive. They're submissive when it suits them, which is what I mean by sub of convenience, which is fine, but they also tend to be the ones that blow smoke up your ass, telling you they're the greatest thing since sliced bread when constantly looking over your shoulder at the next dom. Well, wait a minute, wait. Oh, wait, no, she's hotter. Oh, my God. They're also the charmers and the smoke blowers. If you want serious bullshit, these are your boys. They're there. And to be honest, like I said, they make up the majority of the submissives because of our sliding scale of domination and submission. If we look at it logically, when you have a society that puts a harsh tone on any male being submissive, you're going to have a ton of flybys because there's such guilt associated with being a sub. So rather than truly give in to their feelings and have an intense dom-sub experience, they just flit in and flit out, having fun in the moment, then chastising themselves later for being weak. You subs are the ones who also get in the most amount of trouble because of your continuous spewing of bullshit to whomever your attention happens to be focused at the moment. This is what you guys do. Okay. You tell a dom that you're with in the moment how great they are, all while playing the field, so that you never have to go without. But you're cheating yourselves out of a true DNS experience in the process because you're not giving yourself to one person. You guys need to learn to tone down the bullshit and be more honest. Tell the person you're speaking with that you're only submissive in the moment. We don't mind that. What we mind is you blatantly lying, saying that you're going to be someone's best pet when you're barking up another tree. Like I said, just be honest. Tell the person you're speaking with you're a sub of convenience and you're just feeling subby right now in the moment, but that you aren't looking to serve long term. It's that simple. You guys would do best to realize that what you're really looking for is a DE instead of a GFE. So instead of a girlfriend experience, what you want is a dom experience in that moment, and that's it. You guys are the ones who also never break things off with other doms and cause havoc between them for that reason. Okay, so let's go back to our three S's again. Remember, go back to your three S's when we're analyzing what we're doing. Is this the behavior of a submissive? No. It's all self-serving. And it's okay, like I said, it's okay to be that way. just tell us first. That's all we ask. It's so simple. And flybys give way to our next sub-trait, which is the all about me boys. And all about me boys dovetail in with body snatchers. So I'll tell you about both, and you'll see what I mean. All about me subs are the ones who lead off with the following in an email. You ready for this? I'm going to have a drink. I know it's only water. Nothing good. Okay. So this is what you'll get in the subject line for these guys. Okay. The all about me email. Subject line. Hey. Which tells me right there that you're a waste of my time. Okay. Followed by the body of the message, which will state something along these lines. I want you to dominate me. I want you to spank me and teach me a lesson. I want you to make me lick your pussy. Okay. You seeing the theme here? Every single phrase starts with I. I want, I want, I want, I want, I want. Where are the three S's? I don't know, I'm looking under a rug. I can't find them anywhere. They're elusive at this point. Hello? Hello? I'm not seeing any servitude, no sacrifice. I don't see no service at all here. Whew, shitty service. So as you can see, your all about me boys are all about them. What can you, the Dom, do for me? Completely bypassing servitude. Okay. Understand something. When I know what you want, you're not getting it. Get it? If I know what you want, you're not going to get it. That's what I'm going to use as leverage to get you to do what I want that you might not want to do. Get it? So how does a body snatcher sub fit in here? Oh, body snatcher subs. Body snatcher subs are subs who contact you and say, I want to worship your body. I want to lick your snatch. I want to bury my face in your ass. I want to lick your feet. Or better, I want to jizz on. Okay, you can insert any body part right here. Usually feet or tits. Again, we have the instant I want. You guys feel that a woman's body is your personal playground under the guise of being made to do something. Please. If you're addicted to ice cream, say you love ice cream. It's rich, creamy texture. The way it melts in your mouth and reminds you of being a carefree child. And I want you to say, clean my garage. Why the fuck would I give you the ice cream before the job is done? A woman's body is sacred, body snatcher boys. So get this through your heads. In no way are you entitled to any part of any woman's body or any dominance body ever. I don't give a shit if you just bought a surf and turf dinner and three bottles of wine. You're entitled to nothing. And that is doubly true for submissives. Where are any of the three S's in your huge sacrifice to jizz on my skin? I'm failing to see it other than I have gross shit all over me. It's actually repulsive. And I would never, ever get this, okay? Listen to this. Now, other women are going to be different, but I personally would never, ever let a surf ejaculate anywhere on my body. It's disrespectful, boys. So unless you are given the order to do so, never assume you can do what you want when you want. Now, here's where it gets kind of tricky. But with a little common sense, I know we're not in abundance of that right now. But with a little common sense, you can work it just fine. Because I know a bunch of you are sitting there going, well, how the hell am I supposed to contact a Dom if I can't say what I want? And to thee I say, it's all in the delivery. First of all, never start an email with the word, hey. Okay, seriously, done. Try, good afternoon, mistress. See? Simple when you think about it. Then you proceed to make your request the following way. Okay, now listen to how I'm doing this. Mistress, master, madam, goddess, however they happen to be referring to themselves, I have had the pleasure of perusing your website and found your interests to be intriguing and similar to my own. Clearly, you're going to put that in your own words. Because, of course, we never approach a dom without doing what? Our research. Read about them first. Find out what you can about them. That's actually my first test. What do you know about me? What do you know about me? You just came to me and said you really, 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 really want to serve me. You want to serve me so bad. What do you know about me? 9 times out of 10, it's absolutely nothing. Yet you profess to be completely smitten with me. Then you follow up by telling your dom, genuinely, okay? This is what you follow up with. You're saying this genuinely, and yes, I know. Yes, castaway, no one's going to use the word peruse. I'm not saying, I said to put it into your own words, okay? I just happen to use words like that. Get over your fine self. Go to your room. Okay, so you follow up by genuinely saying that you admire something, whatever it happens to be. So you fill in that blank. But it's got to be genuine. What do you genuinely admire about that person? And don't go, oh, I really admire your ass. Okay, really? Now, you can most definitely compliment her, but don't do it in that way. Don't be crass. And then you're going to follow up with, you would be very honored if she would return your communication so that perhaps you could get to know one another better. That's it. No requests. No I wants. So you don't need to do that when you do your research. You know she has a fine ass. She knows she has a fine ass. You know that she's into corporal punishment, if that's what you're into, because you read up on her first. You did your homework. No matter what, inside or outside of BDSM, all women should garner your respect until proven otherwise. If it doesn't, you're not submissive, and you're going to piss everyone off. You can't say you are truly in to, say, female supremacy, and in the same breath you want to come all over her tits or demand something. The first thing I tell a man who says that they're into female supremacy, I should say ask, what do you do for the average woman? If you see a woman in need of assistance, do you offer it? I don't give a fuck if she's pretty or not. I don't care if she's a dom or not. If you are truly saying that you want female supremacy, then that means you respect all women, not just the ones you think are hot. And all of this leads to our last submissive type, and that's the ball of confusion. You poor little guys are the ones standing there saying, I think I'm submissive, but I don't know. I think I want to be dominated, I don't know. I think I like, okay, again, insert fetish, but I don't know. And like all the other traits, that's fine. But just tell us. We're all capable of helping you find yourself. And what you need to understand is that it's not the destination, it's the journey. Stop getting mired down in how and let us do our jobs. The key for those of you who are confused is, again, research. Research will mean you can gain a quicker trust of your dom. Learning about someone helps to remove the unknown. So when you follow that by getting to know someone, by speaking with them directly, that's how you build the trust you need to let go. No sub is going to be 100% of any of these subtypes. And there's many other subtypes. You could probably do this forever. Everyone is going to be a personal and unique mishmash of all of them. The key is having the self-awareness to recognize that maybe you're a little too time-consuming and thus drifting away from the three S's. And once you see yourself moving in that direction, it's okay. Just pull back, re-examine your actions. And just as there is a delicious buffet of submissive types, there are just as many Dom types. But you can't find the Dom you're looking for without knowing what your wants and needs are first. It's okay to be somewhat needy, but if time is what you need, then you need to make sure that the Dom you're thinking of approaching is capable of it. Does she offer full-time control even via distance? When you do your research, you find out these things. You match up your needs with her desires. Remember, these are relationships. So ask yourself, if I was getting this type of behavior towards me, in other words, put yourself in the place of the Dom. If you were getting that behavior towards you, would you be okay with it? All it takes. It's not hard. There are Doms who would love that type of adoration. So that's another thing. You can't know yourself or find a partner to help you do that without having a little self-awareness first. No one expects you to know everything about yourself and your submissive side. That's the beauty of the dance of DNS. The give and the take, the exploration of boundaries with someone you trust. But we do expect you to behave with decency and respect and to have a tiny clue about what you're asking for and who you're asking it of. Doing that will set you above almost every other submissive out there. Hopefully, you had a little fun learning about some of the behaviors. And some of these behaviors you might want to avoid. But either way, by looking at them and analyzing them towards yourself, you're going to become a much, much better sub, slave, serf, sissy, whatever you want to call yourself. And since we're a very visceral society, very visual now, all of this, say for example, okay, I know you ball of confusion boys may be sitting there going, well, it's all too much. I can't do this. I don't get it. There's too much to remember. It's all confusing. Here's what I would tell you to do. I would suggest you watch some old movies depicting the Elizabethan era. I get my boys to watch the movie Elizabeth to teach them that this is how you behave around a true queen. And nowhere did you see any servant say, "Oh, my queen, I'm going to jizz on your feet." That would be more apt to get your dick cut off, or better, tortured, but that's just me. Oh, the torture devices. Oh, the rack. Anyway, any hoodles, if I have forgotten anything, you can call now if you want to, 657-383-0031, but everyone seems to be wrapped. So I will check with our friends in the chat room, and let's see what's going on. Amelia. Oh, no, you said for subs to analyze themselves. Castaway's mind is going 90 miles an hour right now. Well, that's good. That keeps him busy, Amelia. It keeps him busy. Da-da-da-da. And Amelia says she loves sissies who ask questions. And it's true. Ask questions. That's what we're here for. It's ridiculous. So, yeah, just have a little bit of introspection. So, I want to thank everybody who turned up in chat tonight because it is just banging. I mean, we got all cut. We got Shrink Fever. We got Duchess Willow. We got Incognita Thomas. We've got Amelia Divine because she's so divine and she's full of divinity. Amelia Divine. Okay. Come on. Let's see. Down them. One, two, three. Do it. Let's see. Who else we got? Beast is on the line, by the way. Our very own Sir Beast is sitting on the line listening to me blather. Who else? We got Ava Wicked. We got Mistress DJ and the beautiful Oriana, Belle Kay, Master Black Rod Castaway. My God, Cassandra Fox is drinking chamomile tea and having popcorn. I mean, I'm telling you, this is just too much fun. Yes, that's right. Puff, puff, but don't pass, my friends. Yep, alcohol poisoning. Go for it. Everyone, we're doing forced intox. Oh, good Lord. Anyways, be sure to hit up the review. There are a few new articles there that you may not have read yet, including So Your Wife Doesn't Want to Have Sex Anymore, and The Forgotten Women of BDSM, and Can I Be Replaced by a Dildo? So pop over to the drsuereview.com and have a read. Remember that the next show is Scary Sex Worker Stories. I want you to call in yours, and if you can't, send yours in to the show, and I'll read it for you. Just head to the show page for Scary Sex Worker Stories and fill out the form to send yours in. And if you want to become a contestant on Halloween Head Games, then get your ass to the website and sign up right now. You just click on Head Games, and you will see it right there. We need three players minimum. We want to see lots and lots of players. So, like, just go to InBedWithDrSue.com. There's so much happening over there between sexy scribes, and now we got the erotic bodega, and, like, oh, my God, there's just, if you can't find something that's hot over there, I don't know, then you're crazy. Oh, looky, look, look, we got a caller. I won't go just yet. So I will pop over to our caller. Hello, caller. Hello, hello. You're on In Bed with Dr. Sue.
Hi, Dr. Sue.
Hello. Who's this?
It's Castaway.
I figure. You can always tell. You tend to do that, you know. It's Castaway. Okay.
I have my halting delivery style, yes.
Yes, your words just, are halting.
Especially on the introduction side. Then I get rolling, you know. It's a kind of like a potential energy into kinetic energy kind of thing.
Okay, now you're using big words. Don't do that. You lose your audience when you do that. You were just yelling at me for doing that. So you can't use the word kinetic. Sorry.
No, I was not yelling.
You lose.
I am totally a peruse user, you know, and you know that. You know, we're two peas in a pod in that way.
So I take it you have a comment?
Sure. Well, I thought I would just, I was listening to the theme of the show, and I kind of have a real life experience to, relay that kind of dovetails with some of that.
Lovely. You have the podium, sir. Go right ahead.
Sure. So I guess you and, a special lady in the chat room, your partner in crime, are aware that I've been going to a certain party the last few months.
Yes.
So I guess for the rest of the audience, long story short, I found an opportunity to go to a party and serve in a domestic capacity. Third time I went was last weekend. And while, my main concern was just kind of, crossing the T's, dotting the I's, doing a good job. The third time I actually got to do so, I got invited to do some play, it's kind of like the, you do your due diligence, you keep your ear to the grindstone, and you, take advantage of your times to shine. And In fact, I think I might have even made a connection at that party where we're going to be, you know, exploring, you know, outside of that party. So that's kind of the cliff notes.
So in other words, your point would be.
The point is, like, you know, the like, you know, it's what you get out of things is what you put in.
There you go. And you did your due diligence. You also waited respectfully, learned how things were done, right? You didn't just jump in and go, hey, I'm here, woohoo!
Yes.
Right?
Well, you know, I have a high threshold for, like, not, like, for establishing my, like, not a psycho, you know, bona fides, you know, so that goes doubly.
We all know you are. It's too late.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Secret's out. But, yeah, that goes double for any kind of in-person experiences. So, you know, and I won't get into, like, the specifics of the type of party, but it's one of those, like, if people are looking at me like, is this guy just an interloper? You know, no, I'm actually there for a reason.
Well, yeah, and the
thing so,
is,
yeah,
whether
yeah.
it's in the swing community, whether it's in the BDSM yeah. community, single males
yeah.
are always looked upon with a raised eyebrow. It just is the way
sure,
it is
exactly.
because there are so many pervs and freaks that – you got to do
yeah.
that. It can be very closed. So, yeah, a smart person approaches this, as Shrink Fever just said, with humility. You walk in, you wait, you observe, keep your mouth shut. These are the things that will do you well. But certainly don't think that you run the joint or that you know something that they don't.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm not the best to keep my mouth shut, but I certainly know when to limit, you know when to dive in and know when to jump out, you know. And but I mean, it is like, you know, finding the opportunities to make small talk, and you know, the first time you're, you know, just making an introduction. Hopefully, the third time you're becoming more of a familiar element, you know. So that's sort
exactly.
of, you know, just
and
gradual progression.
Thus, you move forward, and now you're making friends outside of that particular party. See.
Mm-hmm.
Humility
so,
goes a
yeah,
long
I
way.
Did. Yeah, I just wanted to. Yeah, it seemed like the story had some kind of tie-in to some of the things she had tonight, so I figured I'd just pass it along.
Well, thank you very much. That's very kind of you, Castaway, and we appreciate your story. We really do. And we hope you continue to enjoy yourself. All of us here.
Well, you know, it's all still very new, of course, but yeah, obviously I'll keep everybody appraised, you know, and onward and upward.
Well, I'm sure that you will be phoning in on another show letting us know exactly how things have been going, right?
Certainly.
All righty then.
Yeah, when I'm not ready, questions.
Good evening, Castaway. What?
I said, when I'm not writing up questions, of course, you know, for the greatest promo of all
time. Oh, I'm getting my
time.
Fingers in this one. Mama's got to put in quite a few of these ones because
okay.
this is my baby, and I'm going to find
your,
some seriously twisted shit.
This is your time to shine. But that was an amazing promo, by the way.
Maleficent, was it not? Did I not just fry Miss Amelia Divine?
Oh, you gave her the business. And I think by nature of like the transitive property, she's not going to give me the business. But, you know, it was all worth it.
Good. This is what you're here for. Yes. So thank you very much for always being such a good little boy and helping us with head games, because you always do. Without you, we're nothing. Nothing.
Not true, but I'll just take it for expediency's sake. And have a great night.
Good boy. Bye, Castaway.
Bye.
Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Thank you, Castaway. That was a good story. See? Shut up and learn the ropes first. And look at how far it will get you. Anyways. Head to InBedWithDrSue.com. Go discover the fun. Discover the fun. Thank you for taking the time out of your busy day to listen. I well and truly do appreciate the support. And until the next show, remember, difference is a good thing. Without it, there is no creation. Ooh. think about that for a minute. Anyways, until next time, be kind, but most of all, be happy. Bye, guys.